USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The latest storm in the atmospheric river system will continue through today in California. Bryce Zabel, Los Angeles area resident, says the storms are a relief in many ways.
People complain. They say, look, you're going to get mudslides and it's dangerous. And that is true. But I think for all of us who are seeing rain come to this drought-parched area, it's a relief.
Amanda Young, the National Weather Service in Reno, says Lake Tahoe will be under a winter storm warning until 4 a.m.
South Lake Tahoe, they had 5 inches of snow, but they also, on the flip side of that, there had some rainfall, about an inch. They had roughly about an inch of rainfall and about 5 inches of new snow.
The Tahoe area could see 5 to 10 inches of snow over the rest of the day. President Biden making changes to Title 42.
The Biden administration is expanding its use of a pandemic-era border measure known as Title 42 to begin rapidly expelling illegal immigrants from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela, while opening a new legal path up for 30,000 illegal immigrants from those countries to enter the United States a month. Speaking at the White House Thursday, the president says Title 42 has its issues.
They're not barred from trying to come back. They've been turned away. They go back, they try again, they try again.
The president is planning to make his first trip on Sunday to visit the U.S.-Mexico border since taking office. I'm Tim Berg.
There's still no Speaker of the House on the third day of the new Congress. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy has failed to garner enough votes to secure the top spot after 9 rounds of voting. Every Speaker since 1923 has been elected after just one vote. Buffalo Bills' DeMar Hamlin, who was injured in Monday night's football game, showing signs of awakening. His number 3 jersey topping Fanatics sales. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Online holiday sales are up thanks to discounts. Adobe Analytics report online retailers racked up $211.7 billion in sales during the holiday shopping season. That's a 3.5% increase compared to the previous year. Investors are spooked after Bed Bath & Beyond warned about possibly bankruptcy. The retailer's warning that it's running out of cash caused shares to plummet by 25%, putting its stock price below $2 a share. It said it's having a hard time filling shelves with merchandise and attracting shoppers. Hundreds of migrants who spent days at the Dry Tortugas National Park are now on the mainland for processing after being brought to Key West, Florida. Cuba expert Dr. Andy Gomez doesn't think things will change anytime soon because the situation may actually be worse in Haiti.
Haiti's basically a failed state. In Cuba, you still have number one of their leaders, Raul Castro, still alive, and a very strong military that provides the security.
He also doesn't believe the resumption of visa and consular services in Cuba will solve the migration crisis. CES 2023 kicked off today in Las Vegas, showcasing the latest in consumer electronics. The show, which runs through Sunday, is coming back in full force after 2 years of COVID restrictions. Everything from virtual reality to concept cars will be on display. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.